We're talking today with Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Wheat Specialist, of course, Oklahoma State University. Jeff, these first couple of reports for March, our crop weather updates, showing we got some issues out there as far as ratings.
We do. We're pretty short on moisture. We still have some areas of the state, actually, that have good subsoil moisture, but we need some moisture, some topsoil moisture in that top inch or two to really perk this crop up and bring it out of dormancy. And I've been a little bit surprised. That last cold snap, I didn't think we had much freeze injury, but based on the calls and reports I've been getting, we have a lot more freeze injury out there than what I thought. It seems to be hitting in north-central, northwest Oklahoma, and it's hitting the grazed wheat first, or the hardest. And certainly we're not in a situation where I would count those acres out. I'm still taking a wait-and-see approach. If there's green material out there, they should go ahead and green back up if we get some moisture. But we were dinged up harder than what I thought with that last freeze event.
This is an extended winter season, and up and down, that really hurt us, I would think.
Up and down, you know, it's been a pretty cold winter, much colder than we've had in a few years, and we can handle that. But that last freeze event, it got up to about 60 or 70 and then just dropped down below zero there within a day or two after that. And the wheat had kind of perked up and thought, hey, it's springtime, I'm going to start growing. And then it got hammered by that cold snap. And that's really tough on wheat. As you mentioned, it's the fluctuation in temperature that gets you.
What are you, obviously besides moisture, what are you watching for in the next few weeks then?
Well, surprisingly, we're still watching for first hollow stem. Normally by now we're wrapped up and we're done with first hollow stem, and we certainly are at first hollow stem or past it in most of the area of Oklahoma south of I-40. Central Oklahoma, we're just now starting to hit first hollow stem. This is one of those years, though, where I'm going to deviate a little bit from my standard recommendation, and probably we need to go ahead and get those cattle off of those acres and not wait for first hollow stem to hit. We're a little behind schedule in our growth, and we're going to need that extra time. So it's one year where I probably would not wait till first hollow stem. Go ahead and start pulling those cattle off of those acres.